We are a world in pieces. We need to be a world at peace. And I strongly believe that together we can build peace. We can restore trust and create a better world for all.
That was the stark but ultimately hopeful message from UN Chief Antonio Guterres that began proceedings in the gilded General Assembly Hall. He said answers could be found to all the big challenges facing the world, beginning with concerns over the nuclear weapons program of North Korea. Millions now lived with the very real fear of attack, and now was the time for statesmanship and a political solution, said Mr. Guterres.
We must not sleepwalk our way into war. And more broadly, all countries must show greater commitment to the universal goal of a world without nuclear weapons. And the nuclear weapon states have a special responsibility to lead.
Terrorism, unresolved conflicts, systematic violations of international law, climate change, rising inequality, the refugee crisis, all required greater cooperation in the search for collective solutions, he said. The UN chief singled out the government of Myanmar's responsibility to end the exodus of terrified and stateless Rohingya refugees into Bangladesh.
The authorities in Myanmar must end the military operations, allow unhindered humanitarian access, and recognize the right of refugees to return in safety and dignity.
The United Nations was not made for diplomats or dignitaries. It was made for people. We know that many people have become disillusioned. Countless others around the world, however, have high hopes for us.
That's Miroslav Lajčák, president of the General Assembly, who came next to the podium with the promise that in the year ahead he'd try and serve the people more than the institutions and protocol of the UN.
We cannot call for an end to our business as usual and then continue to do business as usual. If we are looking for a change in how the UN operates around the world, we should start here in New York. This can mean institutional change. We can engage in a real dialogue, not a succession of monologues.
In his first appearance before the UN General Assembly, President Donald Trump began his speech saying great opportunities lay ahead, but only if the principles of national sovereignty, security and prosperity were reinstituted. It's time to put yourselves first and celebrate patriotism, he told world leaders, and face up to the real enemies on the international stage.
The scourge of our planet today is a small group of rogue regimes that violate every principle on which the United Nations is based. If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph.
The America First president named names, criticizing Iran, Venezuela, Cuba, and others. But in contrast to the appeal for a diplomatic resolution cited by the UN chief earlier, he had a bleak ultimatum for North Korea.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Matt Wells, United Nations.